Welcome to the Scientific Remodeling System Weekly Wrap-Up. Hello again, this is Randall Soles, creator of the Scientific Remodeling System, showing you better ways to advance your business, raise your profits, and improve your life through the use of superior remodeling processes. Today I'm going to talk about referral services, how they are becoming very, very popular, and how they may affect your business. I call this episode, You Can't Prepare If You're Not Aware. So how the marketplace is shaping itself. Technology is changing everything around us right before our eyes. But what do you care? You remodel homes. You use real people and solid materials to build your projects. Technology will never replace that. That's why remodeling is such a safe business, as far as being replaced by fancy apps and printed circuits. You can just truck right along without any concern for disruptive technology. During my career, I thought the same thing. Yet I made a point of being on the forefront of technology just because I enjoy it, and I made it work for me. But I never thought, like you, that technology could disrupt my business. During the 80s and 90s, that was pretty much gospel. You didn't even have to have a website then. Well, not anymore. And then I saw an article about robots that could build homes. You can see an article on this, Will Robots Build Our Homes in Scientific Remodeling System? Just do a search for that. And I thought, I bet someday they'll adapt this to remodeling. So far, there isn't a hint of that happening, but there are other technologies that are slowly tightening the noose around the present-day model of the remodeling industry's neck. I believe that it's important that you are at least aware of what's happening and how prevalent it's becoming. Here they come. I remember when Home Depot and Lowe's started doing installed sales. That was a short-lived scare, but it did give me pause. The subs really weren't happy about the process, and although it still exists, it isn't a major threat to most remodelers. Then the referral services started emerging. Angie's List started in 1995 and grew rapidly. In later years, others joined the fray, thinking this to be a lucrative business. For some it is, yet in the second quarter of this year, 2014, although Angie's List had a revenue of $78 million, their net was a dismal minus $18 million. That doesn't seem to be deterring the wannabes because they are climbing on board at a rapid pace. So now we have local referral services. Let's review some of the newcomers and assess whether they could possibly cause any disruption in your business. And on the other side of the coin, is there a possibility that you could use these services to enhance your present business model? The important takeaway is that you become aware of what's happening in the marketplace. As you read about the various services, note that these services are no longer national or international. They are local. That means they can target quite adeptly your market. They have the technology to send notices and show profiles to only those in a certain radius set by the professional. For example, 20 miles away from my office address. There's one more factor that should be mentioned that differentiates business today from 10 years ago, and that's the smartphone. Look at companies like Uber and Airbnb. They could not exist or grow without the smartphone. The smartphone, although relatively new, is one of the biggest and most disruptive technologies in the world. Without awareness, there can be no preparedness. So here's a partial list of some referral services. I'm going to go through each one and tell you a little bit about them, but you do some of your own research, and I think you'll find this quite interesting. Angie's List, as I mentioned before, is a website where you can read reviews and hire a professional. They've been around the longest amount of time, I think. Angie's List has an app for Android and iOS devices. That's Apple devices, iPhones, iPads. One of the newcomers is eBay Hire. eBay isn't much of a threat in its present state, but it could grow due to its enormous customer base. They introduced eBay Hire in late 2013. In their blog, they stated that, quote, eBay Hire is designed to eventually let service pros sell and market their services to eBay customers in their neighborhood. Interested professionals will have a profile page where customers can learn about their experience and rates. In future phases, ads featuring the pros will show up in relevant product search result pages. For example, shoppers buying golf clubs might be shown results for the accredited professional golf coaches in their zip code. End of quote. The next service referral, one of the most interesting in my opinion, is Thumbtack.com. Thumbtack. An easy to use interface that will help you find a professional and get an estimate very quickly. It is available on the iOS, the iPad, or the iPhone. And if you'd like to see a video showing an overview of how to create an estimate in this, it's amazingly simple. You can go to this article on Scientific Remodeling System. You can't prepare if you're not aware. Go to that article and you can watch a short video I've made about that. The next is Home Depot's RedBeacon.com. Now, Home Depot acquired RedBeacon in early 2012 and has made it into a formidable professional referral site. The interface is not quite as friendly as Thumbtack or Pro.com, in my opinion. Put in the type of project you want, put in your zip code, and then it will start asking you questions about your project. You submit the query, and you'll get a quote. It's also available on the Android and iOS apps. Now, Pro.com. Pro.com's a fairly new arrival. They have recently partnered with Lowe's as Lowe's contractor referral service. They're very well funded and their interface is very user-friendly. However, they have less choices to refine your quote, such as Thumbtack has, and they only quote labor prices. They don't include material at all. Here's a quote from GeekWire, thanks to John Cook. Unlike Yelp, Pro.com will not try to feature every contractor or house painter in a given market. Instead, it just wants to focus on the very best in any given market, though those professionals do receive a rating calculated by Pro.com. Depending upon the city size, Williams said that markets will ideally have between 10 and 70 featured home improvement specialists, all fully vetted by Pro.com staffers. So that is a definite newcomer to the business that will make a difference in the marketplace. And then there's Exec. Now, Exec is kind of odd because it's a home cleaning service, and I'll explain later why I included this in this report. Exec is a home cleaning service, among many other things. Its founder, Justin Kahn, launched the business in early 2012. His mission was to be a concierge to busy entrepreneurs and business people and to clean homes and offices. They soon found that errands, that's the concierge service, required too much effort from the end user and that the cleaning service was making up about 90 to 95% of their business. So in early 2014, Handbook, that's another primarily East Coast cleaning service, acquired the struggling company for under $10 million. Getting a quote for cleaning your home is really simple. You describe your home using the drop-down choices, tell them when you'd like your home to be cleaned, and give them your email address. That's it. So why did I include Exec Handybook in this report? It's because they have big plans that will definitely infringe on the handyman business. They are already offering plumbing repairs and minor electric work, and plan to expand into other areas soon. Here's a quote from a TechCrunch article about Exec's buyout. Handybook has raised $12 million in total funding to date from General Catalyst Partners, Highland Capital Partners, and TechStars co-founder David Tersch, among others. With Exec in tow, the startup now has to go out and live up to its promise of not just taking on competing cleaning services, but disrupting the home service industry and potentially giants like Angie's List. So these guys have big, big plans. And there's a new guy on the block. The latest newcomer, the catalyst for this report, is Amazon.com. And that's why I wrote this report, because I was just amazed that they're entering into this market. But after thinking about it, I wasn't too surprised. Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon.com, has been talking about offering local service referrals for well over a year. It is already in beta and is rolling out in some of the major cities across the U.S. So why do I think that Amazon might be a contender? For one, they have 244 million active customers and are adding active customers at a rate of over 2.5 million every month. They are trusted and they have an excellent reputation. They offer their A to Z happiness guarantee, not only with their products they sell, but with their services. They have some of the best, most powerful technology on the planet. Their product and service reviews are read by almost all potential buyers. They can bundle discounted prices with appropriate services. At present, even in beta, they are offering over 62 professional services. If you go to the website, you can take a look at their pricing structure. There's a link to that there. I personally feel that their prices are a little bit too high and will restrict many service companies from getting on board. Of course, time will tell. Business, as well as life, is an experiment. You have to find what works best for your target audience at a particular point in time. Amazon can do a lot of marketing for you and could move you up in your local market. You be the judge whether it would give you a good ROI or not. They will not be standing still. Their goal is rather lofty, and that's to provide a service for every single product they sell. As Jeff Bezos said in his last shareholder meeting, it's still day one. They know there's plenty of room to grow. Having said all that, you can't beat good old relationships. I've shown you just a few of the referral services on the market. The objective is just that you observe what is happening. What is shaping the marketplace of the future? Be aware that this is happening and see if it has any place in your business. Lastly, keep in mind that nothing will ever beat the time-honored face-to-face meeting with prospective clients. They may trust Amazon or Pro.com, but they can't deliver the like and trust that you develop with your clients. The way you'll stay alive and grow in the market is to continue to cultivate your relationships and run a super efficient business. And as always, to grow successfully, you must put processes on paper and share them with your staff and clients. Growth and solid improvement cannot succeed without superior processes and systems in place. Without these, you can't compete and make a profit. Learn more about processes that will make you money and hire a personal business coach to help guide you and hold you accountable as you work towards your goals. Make smart choices and continue to keep your eye on innovations in the marketplace. This is Randall Soles wishing you the best of fortune this week. This article was written by Randall Soles, remodeling coach, advisor, educator, and creator of the Scientific Remodeling System, showing you better ways to advance your business, raise your profits, and improve your life through the use of superior remodeling processes. If you would like to discover better ways to run your business, check out scientificremodelingsystem.com. He also provides his uniquely customized one-on-one coaching to a select group of contractors. Feel free to contact Randall at randall@scientificremodelingsystem.com. That's Randall, RANDALL, @scientificremodelingsystem.com. I'll see you next week.